Flint, Michigan, has one of the highest per capita murder rates in the country. Murders, though, didn't just stop at the city line. They leached over. Unfortunately, homicides were anything but rare in Genesee. Commonplace was a more apt description. Immediately, a question of jurisdiction came up. While the park was in Genesee Township, the township was within the county of the same name. Therefore, who had jurisdiction? Actually, the answer was both. But the township's police force had two detectives on leave and was understaffed. As a result, they made the practical decision to shift responsibility to the sheriff. The next call Shanlian heard was from his lieutenant, Michael Becker, summoning him to the scene. The body dump job would be his case. Shanlian reached into his desk. When he had first started as a rookie, he probably had 8 guns on him and a knife in his boot. But the more experience he got, the more he realized how much you used your head on the job. He got to putting the gun in a drawer or in a glove compartment, having to remind himself to take it out when he went into the field. Now he reached into his desk and took out his 45mm Sig Sauer automatic and snapped it in place in the shoulder holster under his jacket. It was a lot of firepower, but Flint was a high-crime area, and cops were always one step behind the bad guys when it came to firepower. He drove quickly to the scene. By the time he got there, the temperature had risen to all of 33 degrees, a veritable heat wave in the late Michigan fall.
"She's along that path there," Lieutenant Becker told Shanlian, pointing behind him.
Becker was busy answering half a dozen questions from support personnel. Alone, Shanlian walked along the path and into the park. The warmer air had mixed with the colder ground, producing a fog that hung low to the earth, swirling around the body of the woman, who looked so warm and comfy, wrapped in the flowered blanket that had become her death shroud. Who was she? How had she gotten there? Shanlian, a veteran detective at 35, spotted Deputy Zoodle, the cop who had first called the homicide in.
"Have the fishermen who discovered the body transported to headquarters, where we'll take their statements. Then go check the trash containers around here and the roadway west of here," Shanlian requested. "Let's see if we can find any evidence that might help us."
Turning to another cop, Officer Pylon, Shanlian asked him to check the trash containers and roadways east of the murder scene. Then he asked Detective Dwayne Cherry to work the death scene as a liaison between the investigating detectives and the Michigan State Police Crime Laboratory out of Bridgeport, Michigan. The latter had been summoned to collect physical evidence at the death scene. It was specifically labeled death scene as opposed to crime scene because while the body had been discovered there, they didn't know yet where she had been murdered. He sent a fourth officer back to headquarters to retrieve footwear and a tire impression collection kit. Maybe they'd get lucky and find that the killer or killers had left footprints around the body. Cops hated body dump jobs. It was like someone just dropped the damn corpse from a plane, and then it was the cops' turn to figure out who it was and how it got there. It was a good thing Shanlian had a sense of humor. Otherwise, the body dumps he'd investigated over his 16 years as a cop would have gotten to him. There were so many, he couldn't count them up even if he had 4 sets of hands and feet. Trying to deduce how the killer or killers had dumped the body, Shanlian immediately noted its location in a clearing and the 2 paths that cut through. Shanlian saw a narrow, maybe 2-inch path of what appeared to be burned leaves leading from the parking lot through the woods, stopping at the asphalt footpath. He went over to view the body and immediately smelled the gasoline on her. He looked back at the burned leaves. Shanlian figured they were trying to burn the body by setting a fuse made out of leaves. If the flames had actually hit the body, they would have consumed it, throwing the identification process into a more difficult mode than it was already in. The problem for the killer or killers was that the flame went out when the fire hit the asphalt path. This left the body intact, along with hopes of a quick identification. The cop came back to the death scene with the vehicle impression kit. Assisted by his partner, Chuck Melke, Shanlian made plaster impressions of an unknown vehicle tire impression in the parking lot. The 2 detectives photographed all the witnesses and officers' shoe prints that had entered the crime scene. Shanlian also